Hello and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today is another of our holiday specials from the book Holidays and Happy Days, written by Hamish Hendry and E.F. Mason. Today we look at a Scottish holiday, St. Andrew's Day. Though, according to the story, this isn't a really celebrated holiday, it is a holiday that brings people together when they are away from their homeland. For me, my home country is the United States, or on a smaller scale, the state of Michigan. I always love meeting people that live close to me. It always seems that there is a camaraderie when you find someone that lives close to you or knows where you are from. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. Day. In this little book, you have already been presented to three patron saints. There was Saint David, the patron saint of Wales, Saint Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, and Saint George, the patron saint of England. Now we come to Saint Andrew, the patron saint of Scotland, who is honored by Scotsmen on the 30th November in each year. The first mention of the saint is in the New Testament, where he, with his brother Simon Peter, became a disciple of Christ after having been a disciple of John the Baptist. After the death of Christ, this first disciple of his became a missionary in many lands. From tradition, we learn that St. Andrew traveled and preached the gospel in Scythia, Thrace, and Asia Minor. Finally, we are told that he suffered martyrdom for the Christian faith at Patrae in Achaia. The cross on which he died was in the form of an X, and that is now known as the St. Andrew's Cross. But how did this saint come to be connected with Scotland? Well, the story told is this. There was once a monk who lived in the 4th century called Regulus, or Rule, who brought the bones of St. Andrew from Constantinople, where they had been deposited in a church by the Emperor Constantine, and buried them near the sea on the east coast of Scotland. There he built a church, and round the church there gradually gathered a little hamlet. In course of time, the hamlet became a city with a cathedral and a university, and in your geography books you will find it called St. Andrew's. I am not sure that I can ask you to believe all this story, for it is only a monkish legend, but at least part of it is true. If there was no such monk as Regulus, there is certainly a very pleasant city called St. Andrew's, in which there is a building called St. Rule's Tower. Here is another sure thing that I can tell you. There is an order of knighthood called the Order of St. Andrew, although it is more often called the Order of the Thistle. It was created by James II in 1687, and it includes the king and 16 knights. The insignia of the order consists of a gold collar composed of thistles interlaced with red. The jewel is a figure of St. Andrew in the middle of a star of 8 pointed rays, and the motto of the order is Nemo me impune lacessit. This is a motto which Scotsmen carry with them all over the world. All over the world also, Scotsmen keep in remembrance 2 days. And on these days, they meet together to express love of the old home. One of these days is the 30th November, St. Andrew's Day. Curiously enough, it is not a holiday in Scotland, nor do the people there hold it much in remembrance. But when a Scotsman goes into a strange country, though it be no further than London, he begins to think a very great deal of his homeland, and all the ill things he said of it when he lived there are quickly forgotten. Bleak and barren it may have been to them once, but when Scotsmen meet on St. Andrew's Day or on the birthday of Robert Burns, they discover that Scotland is the most lovely country in the world. This is just as it should be. I hope that all you children, wherever you may travel, will keep a great love for the land where you were born. Thank you you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose podcast. Please join us next time for our next special holiday episode when we look at Christmas Eve on the 24th of December. Today's music was provided by the artist Drake Stafford. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com. And as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Whoop, shark attack, nom 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 nom. Jellyfish, pan sandwich, turkey, snowman, dolphin, helicopter, last supper, monkey in a zoo.
What?
Gear shift.